Your Steve Jones Show podcast will start shortly. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Brewers Outlet, your beverage supermarket on Reagan Street in Sunbury. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Happy Brewers Outlet Day, everybody. Great to be with you. Holidays are coming up. It is time to stock up. Sean took good care of me yesterday. He made a run over to Brewers Outlet and brought me selections from the pickle bar.
Perfect excuse, because it was, absolutely. I was overdue for a visit anyway, so perfect excuse.
Well, I'm going to have to stop by there on the 13th. I mean, you didn't have to ruin the surprise and tell Jamie I was going to the holiday party, did you?
I thought you opened that can of worms up yesterday.
I feel like I've depressed the passengers. It was really cool. We told the suit it was the 16th. All right, so...
True, we did.
And he bought it. And today's show brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket, imports, domestics, microbrews, best selection of beer anywhere, wine coolers, water, soft drinks, snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and hot every day. And the pickle bar is indeed second to none. And don't forget about Brewers Outlet gift cards. Was that like gift cards? You know, you want to solve your gift giving issue? That will take care of it with relative ease. Not only that, they also have great specials. Now, Thanksgiving's next week. Hey, we're 6 days away from Thanksgiving. And we already have some great Brewers Outlet specials between now and Tuesday. Natty Daddy 15 pack can, $7.97. Golden Road Wolf Pup IPA, 15-pack cans, $14.95. Line and Kugel Vanilla Porter, 24-pack bottles, $29.95. And Stegmeier Oktoberfest, 24-pack bottles, $19.95. And yes, the pickle bar is indeed second to none, led by the barrels and the dills. That's Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. And I'm in the Sunbury Motors studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Key, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Time now for our play-by-play call of the day. The Steelers last night, a good performance on Thursday Night Football in beating Tennessee with relative ease, including this touchdown pass from Ben to Antonio Brown that's called by Bill Hillgrove.
Here's the snap.
Offsides.
He's back, free play, throws a pass down the field, and in the end zone it's caught! And a leaping grab for the touch. Antonio Brown pulls it in from 41 out with a free play. The Steelers strike pay dirt.
And the key play of the game was the drop in the end zone by Walker last night. And he catches that. It's a 23-21 game. And it's different. Instead, he dropped it. They settled for a field goal. Pittsburgh went down the field, scored again a touchdown. Made it 30-17. It just changed the dynamics on the field of the game when he dropped that. Because, I mean, he's wide open. He's dropped it. Just plain dropped it. All right. So there's the story on that game last night. But you had to be happy with it, Steeler fan. I thought of you last night that you were worried going into the game. You also were at the talk show last night. I hope you had a good time at that.
Had a fantastic time at Permane's. That was an absolute blast and got home in plenty of time for the game. But that was a very lackluster first quarter. I mean, I'm just kind of scratching my head. How can they get this offense going? But I literally had to talk myself off the bridge last night because I kept forgetting, that's right, Tennessee has a great run defense. And I'm thinking, okay, why aren't they running Le'Veon Bell? Well, yeah, they can pass this time in this game and take advantage of what they're seeing. And sure enough, Ben was able to do that and had a phenomenal second half, and they scored on six of their last seven drives.
And they did. And look, the key with what you have attack-wise always is, what are you capable of? Well, they are capable of running the football. But if you get into a game where the other team is terrific at stopping the run, balance means you also have the ability to throw it. And that's to me is balance. All right. So the Steelers won last night. The Eagles play Sunday night. We had Merrill Reese on yesterday. We have Matt Leon in the first hour today. And they'll take on the Cowboys at 8:30 on Sunday night. Penn State tomorrow with Nebraska at Beaver Stadium. I have done, couple of talk shows today, including one in Omaha. And then I was on TV today doing the on WTAJ Channel 10 in Altoona. Obviously, you don't get it in the Valley. But I did their midday show. I did a couple of segments with them in the midday show today. And I was asked about, you know, disappointment, Ohio State, Michigan State. No doubt about that. All right. But I was like, you know, what is there to play for? The Omaha guys asked me straight out. I mean, what do they have to play for? And I sort of asked that here, too. And I said, that's what kind of person you are. All right. I'd say, let's start with this. It's senior day tomorrow. These seniors have thrown their heart and soul into the program. You know, seniors survive. They survive. They can thrive as they survive, but they survive. They get through the 4 and 5 years. They make it to the finish line. There are ups and downs. Guy like Jason Kabinde, you know, he got hurt a couple times. Got hurt his freshman year. Didn't know if he could play in the bowl game that year. He did. You know, he got hurt a good chunk of last season. He was out. Then came back. Kabinde was actually the only game that he played in last year that Penn State lost was the Rose Bowl. And so you endure all sorts of ups and downs, and then you get to this point. And you're going to play your final game in Beaver Stadium. Regardless of the weather, there's going to be a big crowd anyway. There's an emotion to that. Running through that tunnel for the final time in your career in a uniform. They've won 17 of their last 20 games, an 85% clip. They have a chance to win their 14th consecutive home game. They also have a chance at a double-digit win season. And Penn State has only done that twice in the 25 seasons of Big Ten football. 93-94, 08-09. They have back-to-back 10-win seasons. This team has a chance to do that for the third time in the history of the school. And Penn State hasn't been to back-to-back New Year's Six bowl games since the 80s. They get a chance for that, too. It's interesting, when Penn State lost to Ohio State, some wondered, oh, it's a repeat of 99. It's a repeat of 99. I've heard that. Then they lost to Michigan State. That started to confirm. But then they won last week. Might I bring up another year that in some ways this reminds me of? 1981. Now, the vast majority of you are too young either to remember or you weren't born yet. But for those of us who were around, I've been around every season since 1887. 1981, Penn State was coming off a promising 10-2 season in 80. Beat Ohio State in the Fiesta Bowl. And in 81, rose to number one in the country. and then in a torrential rainstorm in the Orange Bowl, lost to Miami 17-14. Had a chance at the goal line. It couldn't get it in. Kurt Warner pulled a hamstring. So, all right. Then they came back to Beaver Stadium, and they played Alabama with Bear Bryant. I've always told the story about the one time I interviewed Bear Bryant. It was the day before the game down in Burnham. And Penn State had eight chances inside the 10 and couldn't score. Couldn't score. Alabama hit a couple of big plays. I remember they had a wideout named Joey Jones that caught a couple of touchdown passes. And Alabama won the game, I want to say 31-16. And for Bear Bryant, it was his 314th career win. He tied Amos Alonzo Stagg for the most wins ever. And everybody was down and out about what was going on because they had gotten to number one. And then they bounced back and they beat Notre Dame. And then they beat Pitt. And then they went to the Fiesta Bowl and they took apart USC. They won the game 24-7. USC's only touchdown was an interception by Chip Banks that was run back for a score. That was it. And that kind of got them going again. Same thing in 93. You know, lost at Michigan. Lost at home to Michigan. Lost at Ohio State in a snowstorm. And then all of a sudden they came down the stretch. Won their last couple of games. I think it was Indiana, Michigan State. Then they won the Citrus Bowl over Tennessee. Let's see if this team does the same thing as 81 and 93. Let's see if they do that. They come down the stretch. They win their games. Get to a bowl game. Win that. And then maybe set up an 18 season that could be a lot of fun too. But let's not start putting down what happened in this particular season. They're ranked 10th in the country. In 2014, when this class signed on, all of you were begging for double-digit win seasons at that point. You were begging for it because in just 3.5, almost 4 years ago, everything around here as a program were in dire straits across the board. Remember, when this class signed on, when they signed, the first Wednesday in February in 2014. Now, some were fifth-year guys that signed with Bill the year before, okay? Like Brendan Mann, Andrew Nelson, Deshaun Hamilton, people like that, okay? But when the others signed on, Kabinda, Apke, Haley, Campbell, Blacknall, Gesicki, when they signed, Penn State was not allowed to go to a bowl game in 14 or 15. That's when they signed. Penn State was at 65 scholarships in 14 when they signed. This recruiting class did not know until the third game of the season that the door was open to going to a bowl game. So when they signed thinking that they were 2 years away from a bowl game. They signed thinking they were going to be at 65 scholarships, and they still signed anyway. They still signed. The fan loyalty has been amazing here. So is the player loyalty has been amazing here. This class signed and didn't know if they're going to go to a bowl game until 2016. This class signed when they had 65 scholarships, and they still said yes to Penn State. And in 14 and 15, you were aching for a team that would win 17 out of 20 games. So I know what happened the last Saturday in October. I know what happened the first Saturday in November. I was sitting there. But this is still a special group, and this is still part of a special run over the last 2 years that Penn State's put together. Because I remember 12. I remember what I was thinking in 13. I remember what I was thinking in 14. And I remember what I was thinking in 15. and I was aching to broadcast games for a football team that would win 17 out of 20 games. I'm glad Penn State has expectations now. That means you're back. And we'll come back with more in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK, brought to you by Brewers Outlet.
Sunbury Motors Ford knows it's the holiday season, and you need a dependable vehicle, but also need as much money left in your pocket as possible. Let's be honest. If somebody gives you way too much for your piece of junk trade or cash just for buying a car, who do you think is paying for it?
You are!
Come see why SMC has been selling more cars and satisfying more customers since 1915. Pick from over 100 2017 Ford F-Series trucks. Priced as low as $24,997. Choose from 42 2017 four-wheel drive Escapes, slashed as low as $19,975. At SMC, take $3,500 off all remaining 2017 Ford Explorers and get 0% financing for up to 72 months. Don't believe everyone else's hype. Sunbury Motors always gives you huge discounts, aggressive trade values, and the best financing options. And with over four city blocks of new Fords, they have what you're looking for. Sunbury Motors Ford, in the 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury.
Party time, game time, or just fun time. Doesn't matter what time it is, because it's Brewers Outlet time. The Beverage Supermarket has the area's largest beer selection. Imports, microbrews, ciders, and domestics. Pick from over 100 ice-cold 12-packs and dozens of 24-ounce singles. Soda, snacks, hot sauces, fresh roasted peanuts. Make it one-stop party shopping, and don't forget the pickle bar. So whatever you're celebrating or just doing it up, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury, wants to see you. And thank you for your years of patronage.
All right, great to have you with us. I guess the suit showed up today in jeans.
Casual dress Friday.
My goodness. Yeah, you're really not going to make a lot of sales that way. I mean, did he even leave the building?
Here for a good chunk of the day. We'll leave it at that. Working the phones.
This isn't a telethon.
Right.
Goodness sakes, we need sales, man. Not looking for donations here.
That's what I just said. Well, how many teleconferences are you on today?
I mean, really, I think I speak for Jamie. Get it done. So Danica Patrick is going to retire from NASCAR full-time. You see that?
Must want to settle down, have kids or something.
I guess she's going to race Daytona, and I think she wants to race the Indy 500. She's going to run them both. Multiple milestones for her place in sports history. She's the first woman to qualify for the pole at Daytona. The first to lead at Daytona. Patrick had a lot of success in IndyCar. She won a race in Japan.
I guess with everything going on with Dale Jr. during this past season, the countdown to his stellar career, I mean, she must have got some inspiration from Dale too. Maybe I should dial it back too, and things were starting to become into more perspective for her as well in terms of life outside of racing.
She said, "After Indy, that's the end. You just do that for one fan." All right.
She was on one of the home shopping channels selling clothing earlier this year. It wasn't too long ago. I stumbled upon that not long ago. She has a clothing line.
You know, you didn't have to admit that.
Yeah, I know. That's when the better half was in the room prior to you. You go back in, turn the TV on, and see, okay, that's the channel it was on last week.
Okay. Deb, come on in. Danica has a has a clothing line. Wow, my brother's coming up. Years and years ago, my brother, I think, did watch QVC. Sue Runyon, is she on QVC still?
She is on HSN down in Florida.
HSN.
Yeah, she moved down to HSN a few years ago.
I worked with Sue for a couple of years. Really, really nice.
I catch her on there quite a bit. She does a lot of NFL team shops. She's a big Eagles fan.
Oh, no, I know that. Believe me. She and I co-hosted a show together for 2 years here at Channel 3. So, yeah.
Well, just with seeing her on TV all the years, she just looks like an absolute blast and a lot of fun to work with.
Oh, she is a lot of fun. The last time I talked to Sue, saw Sue, was, I want to say, 5 years ago. Blue-white game, Gary Gray and Katie O'Toole always host a party. And she was at that, and we had a few laughs that night. She's a riot, though. And I think she has several of her own lines now where she has an interest in it. So, you're shocked to be to have a connection like that. I can tell you're shocked.
No, not me, no. Kevin would have been. Come on now.
Yeah. Yeah, he probably would have been.
Oh, he would have been. Yeah.
Now, you know what he's going to say, right? He's going to say that I'm going to be gloating because I caught up. Now, have I gloated one time, or have I acted just as confused as all the other weeks?
You just get the games as you get them and go, that's all.
I know you sent the text, but I didn't look at it.
Well, I sent it this morning. That's the latest I've ever sent the picks out.
Well, Penn State basketball tonight at 7 on, beginning at 6:30. I mean, it was busy today because I did that midday television piece today. You know, I had to do the pregame with Pat. I was at shoot around. So we'll see how it goes. It's all for fun, at least for most people.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Great to have you with us. Brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Look, the holidays are coming up. And you want to make sure you're fully stocked. You've got tailgates this weekend, Thanksgiving next Thursday. Maybe you're going someplace. You want to make sure that you go with, you don't want to go empty-handed. Or maybe people are coming over to your place. Or maybe you just want to watch the games and just have a nice beverage. Imports, domestics, microbrews, best selection of beer anywhere. Wine coolers, water, soft drink, snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and hot every day. And the pickle bar is indeed second to none, led by the barrels and the dills. Now, there are great specials going on right now to partake at Brewers Outlet from now until Tuesday. Natty Daddy 15-pack can, $7.97. Golden Road Wolf Pup IPA, 15-pack cans, $14.95. Lion Cool Grove. Vanilla Porter, 24-pack bottles, $29.95. Stegmeyer Oktoberfest, 24-pack bottles, $19.95, all at Brewers Outlet. Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. And we're in the Sunbury Motors studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Before we get to my brother, there's one quick note I want to make before we move on, and that is to congratulate Mike Greenberg and Mike Golick for 18 great years on the air together. Today was the day that they signed the show off. They'll each go on to different projects. Mike Golick's going to get paired with Trey Wingo. His son's going to be a part of the mix, too. Mike Greenberg's going on to a television show on ESPN. But to be paired up for 18 years. Now, you're going to be on the air 18 years. You're going to make somebody mad. You're going to make somebody unhappy. You're going to tick somebody off. But the vast majority of the time, they just sat there and did really good radio. Mike Greenberg, in fact, is a master of always having the ability at the end of a segment to tease the next one in such a way that made you want to listen longer. So congratulations to them. 18 years. Very, very special. Trying to think if anybody else has gone 18 years. Oh, wait a minute. Hold on a second. I think I work with that person. All right. So congrats to them. And with that, we bring in the man of the hour.
You moved on to me. I mean, that's just a plus. They got nothing.
Exactly.
They can't hold it to you. No.
Yeah, exactly right. We have you. So since
no,
we
I
have
you.
this is where we do the Sonny and Cher thing. What?
You want me to sing?
Oh, by the way, just so you know, I sent out what you asked for last week. It's all set.
Awesome.
I mailed it out today.
Did you spell her name right?
Yep. Yeah, because I looked it up just to make sure.
Awesome. She's going to be thrilled. Absolutely
good.
Thrilled.
Well, I'm glad about that.
Helps me with my customer. So.
Well, good.
Makes me feel important.
Yeah, you are important, believe me.
So, that's quite a deal, Mike and Mike. So, I think Francesca was on the air for a long time.
Francesca goes off the air next month.
Hmm.
Which is, I mean, and, you know, again, are you going to be popular with everybody? No.
No. Francesca could be tough to listen to because he gets so, I'm great and you're not. And I hate it when callers will call up and ask a question and he'd make them feel stupid, you know. And I didn't like that, but outside of that, he knew his stuff. It was never the same without Mad Dog.
Oh, no, that's exactly right.
Yeah, Mad Dog and him. And Mad Dog's gone on and done very well.
Yeah, he's on Sirius right now.
Yeah, and
he has his own channel.
Well. Yeah. Never been the same without him. That was a good show, a very good show. I never missed a show. So.
Right. And it was all of that and more. So I congratulate them. That's why Jack and I kid each other all the time. I mean, Jack's famous line to me is, says, I mean, we're in our 18th season. And he says, he'll say to me, you know, we've stayed together longer than most married couples.
That's very true.
He'll kid me about that all the time.
If I don't smarten up, I'll be back at the swiggle range again. I'm a bad boy this week. So, anyway. I have a loving wife who understands me, but boy, I better clean up my act. So, anyway, me and my
All
demon,
right.
I get it from Mom.
So, Sean, let's get to where we are record-wise, and then we'll get to the picks.
All right.
I don't think anybody wants to hear about Mom.
All right, recapping last week. Steve, you went 5-1. I went 4-2, and Kev at the 500 mark at 3-3.
Had a tough week all the way around.
So after 10 weeks, making the turn, Kevin's still out in front, 40-35. But we've got Steve now in second place, one game behind, 39-26. I am now one game behind Steve, two games behind Kevin, at 38-27. So now I'm bringing up the rear. So it's getting
okay.
Tight. Getting snug.
It's the way it's
there
supposed
you go.
To be.
Yep.
And I'll
All
have
right.
you guys know, banner booming week for Two Hearts, One Flame candle holders. Booming
there you
week.
Go.
Make great gifts, man.
20 this week.
Boom.
Ooh.
Boom.
Nice.
20, a 20 candle holder week.
That's great.
That's just,
well, it's worth it. Those are
Shark
nice.
Tank, baby.
20.
Oh,
you're
no.
See me on Shark Tank.
20.
Oh.
You're one away. You're one away.
I can see Mark Cuban bidding now.
20. You're just one away. You're one away from
blackjack.
Yes. That's what Nada Fallon had in the North Carolina game on Wednesday night.
He hit blackjack. Oh, blackjack.
He hit
wow.
Blackjack. Yes.
Very nice.
Zach Thomas had blackjack, too. One of the other two players hit 21.
Wow.
All right.
How long have you been playing Montana in basketball?
Well, it's part of that Legends tournament.
Okay.
So what happens is it's called a non-exempt tournament. You're actually only allowed to have 28 games in the season. So if you play in one of these quote one of these exempt tournaments,
mm-hmm.
one game counts toward the 28th, and you get three bonus games. So Penn State played Montana Wednesday night, won by 13.
Yeah,
they're going to go to Brooklyn and play Pitt Monday night, where the Nets play. Tuesday night, they'll play either Texas A&M or Oklahoma State. And actually, the fourth game of the tournament is back in the Jordan Center on Friday at 3 o'clock when they take on Oral Roberts. So that's actually part of the tournament. Now, tonight's not part of the tournament. They're playing Columbia tonight. That's just part of the regular season matchups.
I gotcha.
Yeah.
That's cool. That's good.
Yep. Now, Montana's a good team. Montana's a good team. When healthy, Penn State's pretty good.
Yeah,
they're pretty good. Yeah.
Good deal. Can't wait to see him play. So.
So we've
what
got...
bowl do you think you're going to go to?
I'll talk about that after they play the next two. So.
I think they'll go big.
Well, I know people ask me. In fact, Sean Spencer and I, the defensive line coach for Penn State, who, by the way, used to live on Dale Road.
Get out of here, really?
Yeah.
Wow, that's cool.
For the people who don't know, when Sean Spencer was an assistant coach at UMass, and he was there twice, he lived in Enfield and lived a couple streets down from my mom's house. So,
wow.
Yeah.
Wow, that's really cool.
Yeah, so talking about that.
Literally
a quarter
mile away. Huh,
yeah.
I'll be darned.
And we were talking today, the two of us, about that. And he said, do people ask you about bowl games? I said, yeah. And I just tell him that, I don't know. I said, I'd like to see the next 2 weeks. He said, yeah. He said, we're so locked in, we don't even think about it. So
I think Outback or Sugar.
I can't go to the Sugar Bowl.
Why?
Oops. Yeah, I can't go because that's one of the that's the semifinal game.
I gotcha. I got you.
Yeah.
I love seeing him play Notre Dame. Penn State, Notre Dame. Old fashioned bring it back to the 80s. You know?
New Year's Six, we'll see. We'll see.
Yeah.
All right, let's pick some games here.
I know. We got two to go. Two to go, then we can talk about a New Year's Six. All right, let's talk about 3-3. We got six here to do for the weekend, three college, three pro. So let's talk about, let's stick with the Big Ten, the big matchup in the conference tomorrow at high noon. It'll be Michigan at Wisconsin. And we'll let our leader lead off.
Who's first?
I can go first. I don't care.
Steve, you want to go first?
I'll go first.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll go first. Yep, I'll go first. I'm gonna pick Michigan. Wisconsin has more injuries than people realize, and Jazz Peavy, after already losing Cephas, the one wide receiver, Peavy's also out tomorrow. And Michigan, while not having a great offense, has a great run defense, even though Penn State did a pretty good job on it. I think that's the key. I think Michigan wins this game.
And I, too, will take Michigan.
There's no doubt in my mind Wisconsin's going to win this game and win big.
Okay. All right.
I love their running game. I love their – and they are a tough out at home. And Michigan has been up and down all year. They play a good game. They play a bad game. They play a good game. So, okay.
Okay, we'll stick with the Big Ten. How about Minnesota at Northwestern?
I'm going to go with Northwestern in this one. I know that Minnesota's coming off a great running performance against Nebraska. But Northwestern's pretty good against the run. And Northwestern's balanced offensively. I'm going to pick them at home to win.
Yeah, I don't see Minnesota with that great of a performance 2 weeks in a row. So, yep, I've got the Wildcats also.
I am also going with Northwestern at home. No question. Not impressed with Nebraska at all. I think Penn State's going to blow them right out of the park tomorrow. So, okay. I'm good.
Okay.
Northwestern. We all got Northwestern.
We do. Yep. Navy at Notre Dame.
Notre Dame will bounce back. It will not be an easy game, though. Ken Niumatalolo is a very good coach, and they run a really good attack. I like Navy as a team. I just don't think they have enough to win this game, though.
Yep, same here. Irish.
Yeah, I think the Irish are too physical for him, but I agree it'll be a very good game. Don't miss that game. That's going to be a good one.
Well, we got some good NFL games on Sunday for a change compared to last week. We'll go with Washington at the Saints.
New Orleans is hot. They are running the football really well right now, and that makes Drew Brees even better. I usually like Washington from time to time. Not in this spot. New Orleans is one of the hot teams right now, a team that you really don't want to face.
I'm also going with the Saints.
Yeah, New Orleans, I think New Orleans and Philadelphia are very similar teams. They can bang the ball if they want to bang it, and they can throw it if they want to throw it. And they use one to set up the other, and they let the game dictate how they're going to do it. New Orleans is very, very good, and you're spot on. You give Drew Brees a running attack, oh boy, they are very good, New Orleans.
Yeah. How about this for a matchup? I think a year ago we wouldn't have thought this would be a highlight game for this weekend. The Rams at Minnesota.
Oh, my goodness. I'm going to go with the Vikings because they're at home. For some odd reason, I don't think... Have I picked the Rams once this year? I don't think I have. So they're a big reason why I'm way behind. And I'm still not willing to sprain an ankle and jump on the bandwagon just yet. I'll go with Minnesota at home.
Way behind. You're ahead of me by one.
I'm only ahead of you by one. What are you talking about?
Well, imagine if I picked the Rams a couple times. The darn team's killing me. I'm still picking the Vikings.
Kevin, that was like you last year picking Seattle. Drove you nuts.
Yeah. I pick them, they lose. Oh, my God. It would drive me crazy.
I wrote all my picks down prior to this segment. They're all matching up with Steve's. I've got the Vikings, too. It's going to be close. I would think it's only going to be by maybe two or three. That's going to be close.
Mm-hmm. There's no question in my mind that the Rams are going to win this game and win it big. The Rams are... That kid's great, the quarterback. Goff. And
I give him credit.
I mean, Minnesota's very good. And the backup quarterback from Minnesota's playing fantastic. But the Rams got a great defensive line. And, man, they can throw the ball and they can run the ball. I love the Rams.
The progression of Jared Goff, it doesn't have everything to do with Jeff Fisher no longer there, right? It's got something to do with it, but not
everything to do with Jeff Fisher not even there. I watched Hard Knocks. They never gave the kid a chance. Never gave him a chance.
Well, I don't think Fisher wanted him in the first place. So.
The producer of Hard Knocks that did that is a friend of mine.
Yeah.
So I have maybe a little more
insight
in depth.
Well, you said that how last that time, went. It's like a mystery now, like a Hallmark mystery movie. What happened? What do you know about it?
What happened?
It's certain things that ended up on the cutting room floor were actually pretty interesting.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, all that aside, they never gave Goff a chance. He was the backup when he walked in the door, and they had nothing else. They could have played him, but all for the better for him. He's the real deal.
He's played well.
All right, Sunday night, Eagle 107, prime time in Jerry World, Philly at the Dallas Cowboys. By the way, for those who missed it yesterday, Merrill Reese was on. Go to our podcast page and check it out at stevejonesshow.com. All right, so Philly and Dallas.
It is a luxury to go into any game when you have the best player in the field. Carson Wentz. Philadelphia.
Yep, me too.
I was shocked last week at the Cowboys. Just shocked. I think Philadelphia wins this game and wins it big. And Jerry Jones is going to have a really tough week. Darn.
Well, obviously Elliott's out. Smith's out. Sean Lee's out.
That's big. That's huge.
Sean Lee is bigger than all of it. Yep. You could take any very good running back in the league and put him behind that offensive line, and he'll have a big game. I know Elliott's great and all that stuff, but Sean Lee is the key to their defense, period. And if he doesn't play, they struggle.
Steve, talk a little bit about Sean Lee, just with the fact you've seen so many of his games, college and pro. I mean, what makes him such the difference maker?
He's smart. He's the smartest guy in the field. He's smarter than most quarterbacks. But he's also intense. Joe used to have a blue line. And you come out of the locker room on the walkway. And then painted on the grass would be the blue line. And Joe's saying was, when you cross the blue line, you can't do anything about the outside world, academics, girlfriend, anything like that. So just concentrate on football. When you go back over the blue line, okay, leave some of the bad stuff out in the practice field and then concentrate on the other things. Well, Sean Lee, when he would cross the blue line, would be on one side would be the nicest guy in the world. Hey, Steve, how's your son doing? Everything okay? I signed a football form. It's great. I'm like, okay. Then he crossed the blue line. and the players would make, and his teammates would make fun of him. Sean, it's practice. Like, I can't go on that. And then also practice over. And he'd go over past the blue line. He goes, so, did practice go okay for everybody?
Like Jekyll and Hyde.
Now, he played safety in high school. And Penn State moved him from safety to outside linebacker. So I asked Sean one time, I said, what was the biggest adjustment? Because playing the pass is natural for you. And he said it was getting used to the hand fighting and how to handle the hand fighting. Because now, quote, I was closer to the line of scrimmage. And that's where Ron Vanderlinden really helped him as a coach. And he just had the ability to look at an offense and go, okay, he's doing this, he's doing that, he's doing this. And you see him in the NFL. He always knows where the ball is going to be because he understands what they're going to do before they do it. He's just smarter than everybody else. Believe me. I mean, and that includes Brady. I mean, the Patriots played the Cowboys, and Sean was in his second year, and I interviewed him that week before the Patriots game. He knew everything they were going to do. Oh, and by the way, guess who picked off a pass in the game? Lee. His problem's been injuries. I said, Sean Lee.
No.
And he picked off a pass in that game. Got it right. See, and part of being a really good linebacker in the pass is you have to understand the proper drop and the proper depth of that drop. You may not be the guy that intercepts the ball, but you, by dropping to the right depth, cause the overthrow that leads to the interception. See, Sean Lee does this all the time. He's just one of the smartest guys out there on either side of the ball, and that's what makes him really, really good. Him not going to the Pro Bowl last year was a disgrace.
Lee's biggest problem is he can't stay on the field.
So. No, he gets injured.
Yeah, he gets hurt a lot.
Oh no, he was so upset one year about not playing. He wanted to give money back. And the Cowboys told him, no, it's not how it works.
What's wrong with him now?
I don't know what happened to him this time. I just know he's not playing Sunday.
Might be a concussion.
I don't know. I don't know. Could be a wide variety of things. So
shame. Because it's like that kid, what's his name, Luke?
Keekly.
Yeah. Could have had a great career. He's still good, but that kid's had so many concussions, he's not going to make it another 2 years.
Yeah, so. it's tough. I mean, it's tough. I mean, because he's had severe ones.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's a shame. But got to look out for their safety, too. So.
No question. I got basketball tonight, 7 o'clock, 6:30 the airtime. They take on Columbia this evening.
Sean Lee with a hamstring, by the way.
Hamstring?
Oh.
Okay.
That could be season-ending. That's a tough injury, that, and then Achilles is tough. They just don't heal.
Achilles takes really, you can be back in a year, but you're probably about 80%. You're not really 100% until probably 18 months after it happens.
Yeah, it's a tough. My wife's got that. It's bad. She injured it at the wedding.
Oh.
All the dancing.
Blaming Sean and me again. Blaming Sean and me again.
Injured it when she was standing on the chair when Steve and Kathy walked into the room.
That's right.
With Uptown Funk cranking up on the sound system. That's how our guy rolls here.
Exactly. No, I always pick my own walk-up music. It's great. It's like a Major League Baseball player. That's me. My own walk-up music to the batter's box. Today's show brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury. From the Sunbury Motor Studio, have a great weekend.
You're listening to News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury. You can hear us anywhere in the world with the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.